Chapter 4. So Solomon was king over all Israel, and these were his high officials. Azariah son of Zadok was the priest. Eliharef and Ahijah the sons of Shisa were court secretaries. Jehoshaphat son of Ahilud was the royal historian. Benaiah son of Jehoiada was commander of the army. Zadok and Abiathar were the priests. Azariah son of Nathan presided over the district governors. Zabad son of Nathan a priest was a trusted advisor to the king. Ahishar was manager of palace affairs. Adoniram, son of Abda, was in charge of the labor force. Solomon also had 12 district governors who were over all Israel. They were responsible for providing food from the people for the king's household. Each of them arranged provisions for 1 month of the year. These are the names of the 12 governors. Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim. Ben-Diker in Mekaz, Shalbim, Beth-Shemesh, and Elon-Beth-Hanan. Ben-Hesed and Aruboth, including Soko and all the land of Hefer. Ben-Abinadab in Naphoth-Dor. He was married to Tapheth, one of Solomon's daughters. Baanah, son of Elihud, in Taanach and Megiddo, all of Bethshan near Zarethan below Jezreel, and all the territory from Bethshan to Abel-Meholah and over to Jokmeam. Ben-Geber in Ramoth-Gilead, including the towns of Jair, named for Jair, son of Manasseh, in Gilead, and in the Argob region of Bashan, including 60 great fortified cities with gates barred with bronze. Ahinadab, son of Ido, in Maanaim. Ahimeaz in Naphtali. He was married to Basemath, another of Solomon's daughters. Baanah, son of Hushai, in Asher and in Elath. Jehoshaphat, son of Peruah, in Issachar. Shimei, son of Elah, in Benjamin. Geber, son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, including the territories of King Sion of the Amorites and King Og of Bashan. And there was one governor over the land of Judah. The people of Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand on the seashore. They were very contented with plenty to eat and drink. King Solomon ruled all the kingdoms from the Euphrates River to the land of the Philistines as far south as the border of Egypt. The conquered peoples of those lands sent tribute money to Solomon and continued to serve him throughout his lifetime. The daily food requirements for Solomon's palace were 150 bushels of choice flour and 300 bushels of meal. 10 oxen from the fattening pens, 20 pasture-fed cattle, 100 sheep or goats, as well as deer, gazelles, roebucks, and choice fowl. Solomon's dominion extended over all the kingdoms west of the Euphrates River from Tifsa to Gaza, and there was peace throughout the entire land. Throughout the lifetime of Solomon, all of Judah and Israel lived in peace and safety, and from Dan to Beersheba, each family had its own home and garden. Solomon had 4,000 stalls for his chariot horses and 12,000 horses. The district governors faithfully provided food for King Solomon and his court each during his assigned month. They also brought the necessary barley and straw for the royal horses in the stables. God gave Solomon great wisdom and understanding and knowledge too vast to be measured. In fact, his wisdom exceeded that of all the wise men of the East and the wise men of Egypt. He was wiser than anyone else, including Ethan the Ezrahite and Heman, Chalcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahol. His fame spread throughout all the surrounding nations. He composed some 3,000 proverbs and wrote 1,005 songs. He could speak with authority about all kinds of plants, from the great cedar of Lebanon to the tiny hyssop that grows from cracks in a wall. He could also speak about animals, birds, reptiles, and fish. And kings from every nation sent their ambassadors to listen to the wisdom of Solomon.